Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. We now turn to Kentucky politics, state's general election just over a week away. And join us to talk about it are Kenny Colston, who covers politics for CN2. Kenny's on the phone with us. Kenny, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. And also WFPL political editor Philip Bailey is here. And again, we want to hear from you, 502-814-TALK, if you have some thoughts on the election, 502-814-8255, or toll-free 877-814-8255. Well, here we are about 10 days out from the election. There seems to be a little excitement, I guess you'd say, at this time. Let's start with the governor's race. Democrat Steve Beshear, Republican David Williams, Independent Gatewood Galbraith. And Kenny, some are predicting a blowout of historic proportions at this point.
Yeah, it's really not looking good for the Republican side in this race. David Williams has not made up a lot of ground. We had a CN2 poll last week where he's still at 28. He's down 28% to Governor Steve Beshear. That's maybe a three-point difference compared to the Survey USA poll that the Courier-Journal and WHAS 11 has. But when you include margins of error, we're really not that different. So it's not looking very good. People used to joke that, you know, David Williams was looking at a Pepe Martin-type finish, but I don't think that's a joke anymore.
Pepe Martin, of course, the Republican that ran against was Paul Patton back when, and kind of ran a token campaign, and Paul Patton, of course, a big victor in that race. So, Philip, David Williams, is there going to be any last-second push to cut this lead and maybe have a chance to win?
Well, I think what you'll see is, you know, Senator Williams will run some last ads here in the last 10 days here, attacking not only Governor Beshear, but you've also seen some ads already going after his running mate, former Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson. The question is, and I think when you say historic, I mean, I think there was a Smart Politics recently came out with its own analysis saying that this could be the worst election for Republicans since 1870. So I don't really know at the end of the day what David Williams can do. Essentially, his race was really cut at the knees ever since the Republican primary when, you know, Phil Moffitt had a much better performance than anticipated. You still never saw the Tea Party get behind Senator Williams, and even the establishment Republicans really didn't rally around him. So I don't know if there is really any hope as far as what his ads can do. There is speculation that the gap will close the closer we get to Election Day, so it might not be 30 points. It might be, and this is not meant to be facetious at all, it might be a respectable 20-point blowout. But at this point, the questions are starting to turn to, how badly will Senator Williams' loss affect down-ticket Republicans? And also, a lot of the conversation that's happening now is, will this affect his ability to lead the Senate after the election?
Yeah, that was my next question, assuming, and we always say, you know, the only poll that matters is the one taken on the, you know, second Tuesday in November. But assuming that there is a landslide victory for Governor Beshear, what would this mean for Williams' leadership position in the Senate?
I mean, it could mean that essentially he could be, anyone who wants to challenge him would have certainly a better chance. At the end of the day, you're right, Rick, though. At the end of the day, the only poll that matters is the one on November 8th. Senator Williams is either looking at a historic blowout or a historic comeback, which he can sort of point to everyone and say, look, I told you so.
Kenny, have you had a chance to talk to Senator Williams recently?
Yes, I have. I actually caught up with him yesterday. He spoke to the Kentucky Association of Counties, KACO. He kind of made his familiar campaign pitch there about pension reform, tax code reform. Like Philip said, Williams thinks that he's going to close this gap in the last 10 days. He thinks he's very close. We've not seen any internal polling that says that from the Williams campaign, but he believes that. And, you know, races always close because when you have polls, you have the undecideds, which, you know, are hovering around 10 to 12%. And there's no undecideds on Election Day. You know, the numbers add up completely to 100. So it's conceivable, like Philip said, that it is a 20-point loss rather than, you know, like a 30-point loss. But Williams is doing what any challenger would do at this point, whether they're down 2 or whether they're down 20. He's saying, I have a chance. Don't give up on me yet. He was campaigning yesterday with Senator Rand Paul in Bowling Green. He's still trying to fight on this bus tour in the last 10 to 12 days.
All right. You're listening to State of the News on WFPL. We're talking to Kenny Colston from CN2 and WFPL's Philip Bailey about the Kentucky governor's race and other races, which we'll turn to now. Let's turn to the race for attorney general. Philip, former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani in town here in Louisville campaigning for Todd Peeple, the Republican nominee.
Yes, and for Republicans, the Attorney General's race probably is the silver lining in all of this. Todd Peeple has come out as probably one of the more polished candidates, certainly someone who, win or lose in the situation, has a bright future probably in state politics. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was obviously in Louisville earlier this week, stumping for Peeple, another big-name Republican for him. And I'm not sure people in these parts are used to the way Giuliani campaigns, but he didn't mince words. He connected, tried to connect Attorney General Jack Conway to President Obama and made several pitches on both energy policy and the president's health care law.
Come on, get rid of this guy. Elect an attorney general that's going to go to court the first day he's there and join those brave attorneys general that are saying enough of Obamacare. It's unconstitutional. You can't mandate me to have health care. You can't mandate me to have to buy something. If you can mandate me to have to buy health care, where is it going to stop? Where are you going to stop mandating me? Tell me what the line is that you're going to stop telling me what to do at the federal level. Well, there is no line.
And what you hear there is, you know, Giuliani essentially picking up what people have said the entire campaign, trying to nationalize the race, that the president's health care law, which is derisively called Obamacare by Republicans, it has the individual mandate is too overbearing. Mr. Peeple has made continuous claims that Jack Conway has failed to check that law, did not join in that lawsuit by other attorneys general across the country against the president's health care law. I had a chance to talk to Mayor Giuliani after his stump speech and asked him, or at least reminded him, that the individual mandate was a Republican idea, at least in the mid-1990s, one that was advocated by a former presidential candidate, Bob Dole. Mayor Giuliani made it pretty blunt. That was a dumb idea then. It's a dumb idea now, regardless if it was Democrats or Republicans. So you see, I think, a big-name Republican like Giuliani, a former presidential candidate himself, coming here, showing you that people does have, in a lot of ways, more attention in this race than the top of the ticket. And that was something that, you know, Mayor Giuliani didn't really want to address the governor's race at all. But certainly, Mr. Peeple's challenge to Attorney General Jack Conway is gaining a lot of attention in Republican circles.
Kenny, has CN2 done any polling in this race?
Yeah, we've, we have Attorney General Jack Conway up pretty big as well. He's almost right there with the governor. Now, according to Todd Peeple, he has a poll that shows him within striking distance. So to be fair to him, you know, I want to say that's what he says his campaign is showing. But our poll showed that it was about, it was in that high 20s again. But you know, Republicans, Phillips is right. Republicans are looking at Todd Peeple as maybe a consolation prize if Williams is not going to win, which is what we're, you know, looking at right now. And I caught up with Attorney General Jack Conway, Peeple's opponent, yesterday. And he said he's really not worried about all these national figures like Mike Huckabee and really Giuliani that Peeple has brought in. Conway said that this is a state race, not a federal race, which is what he said every time in kind of response to something Peeple does, and that he's not bringing in national figures because it's not a national race.
Just a couple of minutes left. Kenny, the other races we haven't talked about yet, Secretary of State, Treasurer, Agriculture Secretary, and Auditor. Are any of these close?
Yeah, I mean, polling shows that they're not. Our poll shows that they're not. But, you know, of course, Republican Agriculture Commissioner Jamie Comer, he's up on TV airwaves now. A lot of people seem to think that he has a shot to close the gap in the last 2 weeks because it's a down-ballot race, and people may not be as plugged in as they may have been in the governor's race or something else. So Jamie Comer could beat Bob Farmer there on November 8th. Casey Crosby actually has like a 2-to-1 fundraising advantage over current Treasurer Todd Hollenbach. So she's a Republican that could be kind of sneaky. She's not on TV yet, but you have to think that's coming any day now. It looks like Allison Grimes and Adam Edelin in the Secretary of State and Auditor's races, they look like they're pulling away from their opponents. But there could be some Republican pickups in the very down-ballot races. But then again, a lot of Democrats are going around and saying it's going to be a clean sweep.
And Philip, the current Secretary of State, was out with some turnout predictions this week. Looks like it's going to be pretty low.
Yeah, Secretary of State Elaine Walker predicts about 25% to 28% turnout for this election. One isn't really sure who that would help. I think, you know, Kenny makes a good point here that at the end of the day, if Republicans get two of these seven races, they would be happy. The only race in which you consistently hear that Republicans are confident that they will win is the Agriculture Commissioner race. Other than that, it's either dead even to their mind or not looking so good. So you know, we'll wait for election day to tell us what really happens. But I think at this election, more so than any others, has put us on notice that, you know, the top of the ticket really does matter. I'm not sure if the Democrats want to go around saying that it's a clean sweep yet, because that could in many ways backfire on them, particularly on down ticket candidates, because it could give them the sense that, well, if this race is already in the bag, if Governor Beshear is winning by 30 points, why do I really need to show up? So both sides have to get the base out, regardless of what the polls say, and how that affects down ticket races, we all have to really watch and see.
All right. Thanks to Kenny Colston from CN2 for joining us today. Kenny, we'll hope to have you back soon.
Yeah, I would love to do it again.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. And thanks again to WFPL's political editor, Philip M. Bailey, talking about the state races coming up in the Kentucky elections on November 8th.